Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin daf Kuf. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of defining what is an apikairis, who we said in our Mishnah, in lechel k'alim abo, does not have a portion of the world to come, whereas the Gemara is defining that someone who does not show proper respect to a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara continues with an incident, Levi bar Shmuel v'Rav Huna bar Chia, have a komesakni mitpachais sifri debei Rabbi Yehuda. They were fixing the mantles that would cover the scrolls of the Shiva of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Kimota Megillas Esther, when they reached to fix the mantle of the scroll of Esther, Amri, they said, oh, ha Megillas Esther, that's the scroll of Esther, loy boy mit pachas, right? That doesn't need a mantle. In other words, it's the form of a question, but in a rhetorical way, where they were telling Rabbi Yehuda, oh, this one most definitely does not need a mit pachas like the other ones. Now, that's a disgraceful way of talking, because they should have said to their teacher in the way of a question, does it need or does it not need? Not saying like, oh, that doesn't need, right? So Amalhu, he said to them, Ki hai gavna nami mechzi ki afkerusa. The way you were both speaking also has the element of hefkeris, of apikorsis, and therefore it's an inappropriate way to speak to a teacher. Rav Nachman Amar, he gives a different interpretation, continuing on from the previous daf regarding what's considered apikorsis. Zahar kari rabbi bishmai. This refers to someone who calls his teacher by his name. Said, why was Gehazi punished? Because he called his teacher by his name. Gehazi said, Adonai HaMelech, my master the king, this is the woman, this is her son, which Elisha brought back to life, and that was considered an apikorsis, and therefore he was punished. He had that punishment because he called his teacher Elisha by his name. Now, Yosef Reb Yimri Kamed Reb Zera, Reb Yimri sitting in front of Reb Zera, Yosef Kamed was sitting, was saying, Asra Kaddish, and again, this Gemara will bring an incident which will illustrate a possible disrespectful way of talking to a teacher and a possible element of apikorsis. So Reb Yimri was sitting and he was saying, Asra Kaddish Baruch Hu Lahoitzi Nachal Mebeis Kadshi HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately, in the future, bring out a stream coming out from the holiest of holies, as the pasuk says in Yoel, Yatzav Hishkes Nachal Shittim, it comes out of the holiest and it makes a stream coming out. Va'olav kol minim gadim, and on it will be all types of delicious sweet fruit. Shlomek says the pasuk in Yecheskel, Va'la Nachal Yala Svasa, and that the stream will go up on its edges, on its banks, Mizeh Mizeh from both sides. Kol Eitz Machal will come out all types of fruit trees. Lo Yibul Alehu, its leaves will not wither. Litom Piri, its fruits will not cease. The Chadosh of Yevaker, every single month, its fruits will ripen. Kimeima of Min HaMikdash HaMayetzim, because its waters are coming out from the temple. The Hoyapir Yelamachal, and its fruits will be for consumption. Valeu LeTrufa, and its leaves will be for Trufa, for healing. So Amalehu Saba, that elder that heard what he had said, so he said, Yishar, that you should be strengthened, because V'cheinim HaBiyechin, and so HaBiyechin said, like the way you said. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Zeira, Ki hai gavna, such a case, is that mechzi afkerusa, does that look like apikorsis? Like someone who did disrespect Owen, he's like saying, oh yeah, you did a good job because you said just like someone else? What, and the fact that he's not saying he needs to be supported from somewhere else? So Amalei said to him that no. Ha ha, I see you kum mesayelach. Well, that was supporting you. That's not being disrespectful. Elei shmielach, rather if you heard something that would sound like some type of a support, that's saying, oh, you know, you're saying the right thing, continue, that could seem like apikorsis. Hashmilach, what you heard was the following incident, which that is an element of apikorsis. Kihad Yasser Rabbi Yechim and Kadosh, like Rabbi Yechim was sitting and was expounding the following teaching. Asar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Avonim Tavis and Margolis, in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring precious stones and pearls. Shein Shleishim Al Shleishim Amis, which are 30 by 30 Amis. V'chaykik Bam, and he's going to engrave and carve out from them Eser Bereim Esrim, an area of 10 by a height of 20 Amos. Umamidin B'shar Yerushalayim, and will place it by the gates of Yerushalayim. Shlomek says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, B'samti Chad Koid, which is a type of a precious stone, which is called Chad Koid. I will place this precious stone, Shim Sheisayich, which will be the windows for the sun to shine through. Usharayich, and your gates, La'avne Ektach, which are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will carve out like as if with a drill, until it carves out an area of 10 by a height of 20, begoyim, etc. Now, Liglaglav Oisitama. Now, there was a certain student who was scorned this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, which is an element of apikorsis. And normally he said, Hashtaki biyasa did tzil tzilo loy meshkechinon. What do you mean? If even a gem the size of the egg of a small bird, which is a small dove. Lo meshkechin, we don't find those type of precious gems. Kula meshkechin, you're saying in the future we're going to have huge gems? Now, the yam hefligis vinas b'yam. Later on, days later, this student had reason to be journeying on a ship in the sea. Chazinu l'macha l'macha sharas, he saw the ministering angels. The kumanastri avon tevis magolis, they were carving out precious gems and these pearls. Amalahu, he said to them, Hani laman, what are these for? Amri, they said, Asa kadosh baruch hu amid mishav Yerushalayim, kadosh baruch hu will ultimately bring these to the gates of Yerushalayim. When he came back a different time and he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechon, who was sitting and expounding, Amalei said to him, Rabbi Drush, my teacher, expound. And for you, it's appropriate to expound. Because the way you said, that's the way I saw. Amalei, so this is a type of supporting which is disrespectful. He said to him, Reka, empty one. Had you not seen, you would not have believed. You're someone who scorns the words of the sages. Yov be'enai, so he placed his eyes on him, he looked at him, vasu galshal tzemes, and he turned him into a sack of bones, meaning that he died, like a dead person becomes a heap of bones. Now actually, in this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara asks Meisvei, from the following braisa. Pasuk says in Yikra that Hashem promises the Jewish people, v'oilich eschem kamimis, and I will lead you to a very tall height. Now kamimis is like a double of kaima, which is two heights. What does that mean? What does it mean that in future the Jewish people will be koimimis two heights? Remeyam, he says, Masayim Amma. It means that the Jewish people will be 200 Amas. Each person will be 200 Amas tall. Kishtei koimish al Adam Rishon, like two heights of the first man, which is Adam Rishon, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu, although he was from, when he was created, was from earth to heaven, and Hashem diminished him and made him only 100 amas tall. Like it says, Vatash is like Kabecha. Adam Rishon says that you placed your palm upon me. Kaf, the palm, is the gematria of 100, and that's how tall he was. So Kamimi is double of that height, that the Jewish people will be 200 amas tall. B'yudayim, he says Kofam. He says that they will be 100 amas tall. Keneged Hechaluk, to the length of the Hechal, of the sanctuary of the Beis Hamikdash and its walls, because the length of the Hechal with its walls was a hundred amas, like it says the pasuk Melachim Aleph Parag Vav, that the house that Shlomo Melech built for Hashem was 60 amas in its length. Now the eastern wall was 6 amas, and the western wall was 6 amas. And then you have Amo, what's called Amatraxon, which was between the Hechel and the Kachakachim, which makes it ready for another 13 amas. Then you have the Ulam, the antechamber, which was 10 amas wide. And then you have the wall of the Ulam, which is 6, which makes for 29. Then you have behind the Hechel, which you have one chamber, this Ta, which was a width of 6, its wall was 5, that makes for 40. So you have the 60 amas of the length of the base of Mikdash, together with all those other, makes for a total length of 100. So therefore the question to Rabbi Yechanan is, how could you say that the height of the Jewish people in the future, that the openings are going to be only of 20 amas, if either the Jewish people are going to be 100 or 200 amas, how are they going to bend over and come into these small narrow doorways that are only 20 amas high? Now, says the Braisa, how do we know that the Jewish people are going to be so tall? Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, and that, like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, that it's based on the Hechel, and the Ksalav, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Asher Benenu, which our sons, will ultimately be in the future, kinetiim, like saplings, which will be like tall trees, Mugudolim benurehem, tall in their youth, and b'nisenu kizavius, our daughters will be like the corners, mechutavis tavnes heichel v'gaymer. This supports Rabbi Yehuda's approach. They'll be carved out like the form of the heichel, which is like just like how the heichel is carved out, which that's the word choytiv itzechav, like chopping. So just like the heichel, its length is 100. Therefore, our sons and daughters will also be 100 amas tall. Or actually, another interpretation is that it's going on the heichel of the second base of Mikdash, which we know that the length was 60, but the height was 100. So either way, from the Hechel, either because of its length or its height, it was 100 amas. So Rabbi Yehuda says the Jewish people are going to be 100 amas. Rabbi Meir says they're going to be 200 amas. But either way, it contradicts Rabbi Yechanan, who says that the height of the future openings of the Yerushalayim's gateways are going to be 20 amas high, and the Jewish people are going to be that much taller. How are they going to fit in? Says the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yechanan, when did Rabbi Yechanan say that those carved out gem doorways are going to be 20 amas high? That was L'chavi de Bezika. He was talking about the windows that the sun and the light are going to come in through that. But you're right, the gateways are going to be much taller because the Jewish people are either going to be 100 amas or 200 amas tall. And the Gemara asks, once we brought in that pasuk, which was talking about the drasha that Rabbi Yirmiyah gave in front of Rabbi Zeira, where that elderly person said, oh, that's true, that Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing, which was based on the future that there's going to be a nachal coming out of the Kachik Kachim. So it says that its leaves are going to be latrufa. So the Gemara says, my valei latrufa, what does it mean that the leaves are going to be for trufa? So Yitzchak bar Avadim and Rav Chizda, they have chadam alahatir peshal mala. One says that it's going to open up the upper mouth, meaning it's referring to those that are mute, that it's going to help them speak. Chadam alahatir peshal mata, the other one says that it's going to open up the lower mouth, meaning the womb of women that can't have children, from those who eat from the leaves, it's going to have them be able to conceive. It menami sotu, we learned that going on the same idea of latrufa, Chizkiyam, he says, lahatir pe ilman, to open up the mouths of the mute ones. Bar Kaparim, he says, lahatir pe akaris, to open up the mouth of the barren ones, meaning to say the lower opening of the woman, which are going to help her conceive. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, latrufa mamash, he says, no, literally, it's for latrufa, for medicine. Actually, the leaves are going to be healing. My latrufa. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yomei says that it's actually an acronym of L'tayar Ponim Shel Bali HaPeh. You have the word truf over there, the tuf from tayar and the resh and the pei and the pehei, which is for the countenance of those men of the mouth, which refers to Talmid Chachamim, that the leaves are going to be healing for them, because they, as the next drasha continues, that they darken their face, they starve themselves, they're busy learning, they don't have that much time to eat or to take care of their needs. Those leaves are going to heal them. So to Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Reb Simon, he says, whoever darkens his face over the words of Torah in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu mavik zivav lo'il mabah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will brighten his countenance, his shine in the world to come. Shlomo says the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is says before that Shchayris Ka'ir, where the Gemara elsewhere darshens that the Talmid Chacham and their face are dark like a raven. And it says, Chichem Amtakim, that the palate is sweet because of the words of Torah that they say, that the future is going to be, like we said, Marehu Kalavanan, that their appearance will be like Lebanon, Bachu Karazim, that they'll be chosen like the cedars. That's how strong and mighty they'll be, although their body in this world could be physically weak and dark. So to Amr B'Tancha Barchanilo, he says, Kalamarav Atzma Debitoy Boel Mazeh, whoever starves himself, whoever hungers himself over the words of Torah in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mesbi Lemabach, Kadosh Baruch Hu will satiate him in the world to come. Shemak says a pasuk in Tehillim, which before that this pasuk is talking about someone who hungers himself, and it says Yirviyun Midash Mesechel, in the future Hashem will satiate him from the surplus of your house, Vanachal Adnechas Ashkem, and the stream of the delicacies you'll give them to drink. Mina Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Masbian, he'll satiate them in the world to come. The Kiyasar Avdimi Amor, and Avdimi came, he said, Asar Kadosh Baruch Hu Litn L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Melei Umsa, Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately give in the future to every righteous person Hashem, so to speak, fistfuls of goodness. He'll give to every righteous person. Shalom, like it says, the person in Tehillim says, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, blessed is Hashem, His blessings are every single day. Yam Aslanu, He loads up on us. Hakel Yeshua Sein, Yisrael, the God of salvations forever. So you see the word Yamas, which is refers to Aimsai, which are His fistfuls, that He loads up on us, on the righteous people. On that, Amalei Abaya says to him, but V'chiyev Shalemikin, is it possible to say such a thing? How could a person receive Hashem's fistfuls of good, but there wouldn't be any room to give that, because the whole entire world is actually less than that. The whole world is only Hashem's metaphorical, from his hand span, from his pinky to his thumb. Because V'alik V'aranem, the pasuk says, Nishaya, mi modad b'sha'oli maim, who measures with his fist the water, v'shemayim bezeres tikin, and the heaven with his pinky, meaning referring to his whole handspan, he prepares, that the whole world is less than that. How could we receive Hashem's fistfuls of bounty? So Amalei said to him, my time alei shchichas ba'agadot. He says, Abaye, why aren't you around by the homiletic teachings? Da'ami b'marav v'mishmei de'rav v'bamari, because they say in the West Eretz Yisrael, name of Rav v'bamari, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litn L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Gimel Meis V'Asari Lama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately give to every righteous person 310 worlds. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, L'hanchil Oya V'yesh, to bequeath to my beloved there is, but it's the same Amalei, and the storehouses I'll fill up. When it says Hashem is going to bequeath to His beloved Yesh, Yesh b'gematri klas mei v'asar havi. Yesh is the gematria of 310. And in those worlds, He's going to give to the righteous His fistfuls of blessing. Because our world is only one world. So our world is only one handspan. That can't fit even the brachas of Hashem's fistfuls. but every tzaddik is going to have 310 worlds, and then he'll be able to sustain the blessing that Hashem is going to give him on his festivals. Similarly, the Gemara says, in the Breister, Meir Emi says, B'midash Adam Moided, in the measurement that a person measures, in other words, if someone measures and gives to a charity, to a pauper, his fistfuls, his cupfuls of his hands, Moided light. So Tarkas Baruch Hu measures for him, his fistfuls to him. So still, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshayah, it says, B'sasa, in the measurement, B'shalcha, when he sends her away, to Ravenna, that's how it's going to contend with him, meaning, however he fights with a person, that's how they're going to fight back with him. So just like in bad, so too in good, a person gets exactly as he does, so he gets back. Now on that, Rabbi Shui asks, is it possible to say such a thing? Let's say a person gives his fistfuls to a pauper in this world. Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Hashem's fistfuls in the world to come? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to a person his fistfuls, but a person can't even sustain that type of blessing. The Pasuk says, Yeshayah Shemayim, Mizeres Tikkun, Hashem prepares the whole heaven just with his handspan. How could we have the blessing of his entire, both his palmfuls? So on that he answered, Va'ati Iyato Emekin. What, you don't say that? You don't think that a person will get Hashem's fistfuls of blessings if he gives to a pauper that amount in this world? So he says to him, Ezihi Mida Meruba, which measurement is greater? Mida Toiva Meruba or Midas Peronius? Which one's greater, Hashem's attribute of kindness, of goodness, or of his punishment? So as we continue to Midbeis, how about Emi? You would say, Midat Tev Merubim Midas Paranias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attribute of his measurement of good is greater than his measurement of punishment. Now, but Midat Tev V'Ksiv, because how do I know this? By good measurement, it says in Tilim, V'Yitzav Shechokim Ima'al, that he commanded the heavens from above, V'Dalse Shemayim Pasach, and he opened up the gate, the doors of heaven, V'Yam Tarleim Mon Lechel, and he rained down on the Jewish people when they were in the desert, the mon to eat. Now, Ubimidis Peronius Huaymer, but in regards to the attribute of the measurement of punishment, it says in Bereshis, Varubay Sashemaim Niftochu, and the windows of the heaven they opened up. So we find that by the good measurement of raining down to the Jewish people the mon in the midbar, it says the terminology of opening up the doors in heaven. Whereas by the measurement of punishment, by the mabul, it says he opened up the windows. Now, a door is four times greater, at least, than the windows, because there's actually four windows in the door, as the Gemara says himself, is human, daf ayin vav mem alef. So you see that midat tev is meruba, and therefore there's no wonder how is it possible that a person could have the kayach to receive such a great reward, which is bigger than this world, because we find that the measurement of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strength to a person to receive the punishment, for sure he gives strength to a person to receive a midat teva, which is Hashem's greater measurement than midas peronis, because like the Gemara says, b'midas peronis ksiv, regarding the measurement of punishment, we find the pasuk in Yeshayah, it says, v'yatsu v'ro'u b'figurei ha'noshim ha'poishim, that you go out and you'll see the carcasses of the men who rebelled against me, because the worms that eat at them don't die, and the fire does not extinguish, and there'll be an embarrassment for the entire flesh. Now, when the person sticks his finger into fire in this world, right where he gets burnt. So how is it possible the Pasuk says the fire doesn't stop and it keeps on burning? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strength for the wicked to receive the punishment, which normally they wouldn't be able to even receive in this world, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give strength for the righteous to receive the goodness that Hashem wants to give them, even though they don't have capacity, like we find that this world is much less than that, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them the strength to receive that goodness more than they usually could, just like, which is for sure more than in measurement of punishment, which Hashem gives them the strength to receive punishment that normally they wouldn't be able to sustain. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up this parak. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he said, also those who read the outside books does not have a portion of the world to come. So Talmud in the Braisa, what is it referring to? B'sifri tzedukim, regarding the books of the Sadducees, who deny the oral law, which they deny the living God, which actually some other Gersoyas have the word not Tzedukim, but the Sifrei Minim, the book of the heretics, which Rashi then says it refers to Galachim, to the priests of the other religions, that the way they interpret the Torah, those who read those books do not have a portion of the world to come. Now, Rav Yosef, I mean, he says, B'Seva Ben Sira, the book of Ben Sira, which was later writings after the canonized books of the Sifrei Tanakh were closed, which has some empty, vain types of statements, and which would bring a person to Bitl Torah, Nami Asal Mikra, it's also forbidden of a person to read the books of Ben Sira. Now, Amalei Abaya asked him, "My time, what's the reason? What's problematic with reading Ben Sira? Ilei Mishum Nechseba, if because it says the following line over there, Leintintosh Gildana Meudne, do not skin the skin of a fish, even from by its gills, by its ear, because you're going to be ruining the skin, because you're going to ruin it, it's going to go to waste." So, and the reason why he picks the ears is because that's normally where you start peeling the skin of the fish by its ears. So it's saying, don't peel it. So that the skin should not go to waste. Rather fry it, roast it in the fire. And then you could eat it you could roast the skin of the fish with it and eat with it these two cakes. That the skin can be condiment for those two cakes that you're going to eat the fish with, if it's because it says that line in Sefer Ben Sira, which is silly, stupid, and therefore don't read it, it's going to cause the bitul Torah. And that says Abaye, why? What's wrong with that statement? Imi Pashte, if it should be read literally, and that's what you're wondering about the statement, but by Raisa Namikosav, and the Torah says the same idea too in Devarim, that says Lisashcha Seseitza, one should not destroy the wood of a tree that has utility for no purpose, which we know is Baltashkas. So this is also the same idea. Don't skin the fish. It's going to ruin the skin. You could use it. Don't waste it. So why is that a problematic statement? And the Midrash, and if it's because, it doesn't mean literally, it's actually a homiletic teaching. Well, Eirich Arka Mashmalon, what's the problem with that also? It's also teaching us the normal way of how a person should conduct himself, where the deeper teaching is, that a person should not cohabit with his wife in an unnatural way, where it's not appropriate for a person to change his normal way, which that's why it refers to from the ear. It's referring to something regarding to cohabitation, regarding intimacy, regarding relations. That's also an appropriate lesson. So what's the problem? So Ella rather says Abaya, maybe it's Mishrim Nechsiv because it says something else. It says, Bas Lavi, a daughter to her father, Matmei Neshav, is a useless treasure. Why? Mefachta, from the fear that he has for his daughter, Leishin Balayla, he can't sleep at night time. Why? Because Nusa, when she's a minor, before she brings two pubic hairs, Shemit Espata, maybe she's going to be seduced. She's not so intelligent. A man could do something to her. Benarusa, when she's already a youthful girl, when she brings two pubic hairs up until when the pubic region has more black than white, which when then she becomes a begeris. Shemitizna, she might be mezana. She's a girl that doesn't have any understanding of what she's doing. Bagra, shemalitinase, when she becomes older, which is already the age when she's fit to get married, maybe she's not going to get married. Nisis, shemalilabon, when she finally gets married, he's afraid maybe she's not going to have kids. Hiskina, when she gets older, shematasik shav, maybe she's going to practice sorcery. So the father is always worried. It's a worthless treasure. He's always worried about his daughter. And that says Abaye Bahar Rabbanan Namemru. But our teachers also say the same idea. It says, they say the world's not possible to sustain itself without males and females. Praiseworthy is the one whose sons are males. Woe to someone that his children are females. So our sages the same idea that it's daughters are a constant worry and a useless treasure. So Elam Mishum Dachsiv, rather you're gonna say that the problematic statement is the following phrase. It says in Sefer Ben Sira, Lo Toil Davi Balibach, do not place worry on your heart, because the Gavri Gibarin Kotl Davi, because the mightiest of men have been killed through worry. And that says Abai Hashlema Amr, but Shlema Amel says the same thing in Mishle. It says, Daga Balevish, worry in the heart of a man, Yashchene, he should quash it. Now, Rabbami Verbasi, they both have interpretations of what that word Yashchene could be translated as. Chadama Yasichene Medaite, from the term of removing, that he should remove it from his thought. He should distract himself, and that way he'll get past the worry. Bechadama Yasichene Lachem, one says from the word of Messiah, of speaking, that he should speak it over with other people, that will help him get past the worry. But either way, we see that worry is a really bad thing, that Shlomo Melech is also concerned that a person should not have in his heart. So Ve'ela, rather you're going to say, Mishum Nechsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Sefer Ben Sira, Mina Rabim, hold back the public, meaning those that you don't have what to do with, they're just the masses, should stop them, Mitech Besecha, from coming in your house. And more of Loi HaKol Tovil Besecha, and not everyone should you bring into your house, meaning even those that you constantly are involved with, these are your friends, don't always bring them into your house, rather speak with them outside. And that says, Abaye Vo Rebbe Nami Amr, Rebbe, Rebbe Yudan Nasi, also says the same teaching. The Tanakh like Linda Bryce, Rebbe Amy says, Lo ilum lo yarba odem re'im tech beis. A person should not bring always too many friends into his house. Shemek says the pasuk in Mishlei, it says Ishraim, the man of friends, meaning someone who has a lot of friends, lehisraya, ultimately will end up fighting with them because he's going to get into disagreements with them. So don't have people constantly in your house because it's going to cause too much fights. So that's also not a futile teaching. So el mashum nechsev, rather it's because, says Abaye, because of the following teachings. Zaldikon, it says in Sefer Ben Sira that someone that his beard is very thin and weak, kurtaman, you should know that he's a very smart and sharp person. Avdikon, if his beard is thick, sachsan, so he's a fool. Denafach bechase, someone that blows the foam in his cup, leitzachi, you should know that he's obviously not thirsty, because or else he would drink instead of blowing away the foam. Amar, if he says, b'may eichol achma, if he says, with what condiment am I going to eat this bread? Well, lalach masabene, take the bread away from him. In other words, you know for sure that he's not hungry, and therefore take it away from him, because if he was hungry, he would just eat it. He wouldn't start wondering, what condiment am I eating the bread with? Man de islay mabarta bedikne, someone who ever has like a gap in his beard, meaning that his beard is pulled and split between the two different parts, as if there's a gap between them. Kulama loyochle, nobody could stand up to such a person because of his craftiness, because since he's sitting all day and plotting, that's why he's always pulling and stroking his beard, like someone that ends up making a balding spot in between the two parts of his beard. And since all these statements are emptiness and full of air, therefore we don't read from the Sefer Ben Sira because it's going to bring someone to Bittul Torah, and it's not useful for a Ben Torah, for any person to be reading these things. Now, however, in spite of that, Amar Rav Yosef, he says, Milim al yosef de isbe, darshin lo, but however, the good teachings that are in Sefer Ben Sira, that then we do say it in our lectures and we let the whole world know about these things. For example, where it says in Sefer Ben Sira, Isha Toiva, good wife, Matana Toiva is a good gift. Bechek Yirelikim Tinasin, in the bosom of a God-fearing man, she will be placed. Isha, a bad woman, Tsaras Labal, is leprosy for her husband. Maita Kanti, what's his rectification? Yugashenami Basav, Yisrap Mitzrati, he should divorce her from his house, and then he'll be healed from his tsaras. Isha Yafa, beautiful woman. Ashre Bala, praiseworthy is her husband. Mispar Yamav Kefalim, the days of his life are doubled, meaning from the great amount of pleasure he'll have from her, his days will be considered as if they were doubled. Helame Nechome Eshaz Chain, remove your eye from a woman of grace. Penti Lochet Bim Tsudasa, maybe you're going to be captured in her trap. And Altate Itzel Bala Limsachi Moyai Meshecha, do not recline with her husband to drink with him wine and intoxicating beverages. Ki Bitayr Isha Yafa, because in the form of a beautiful woman, Rabim Hushchasu, many have been destroyed. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Va'atsumim Kol Harogeho, how mighty are all those who were killed by her and they were victims of her beauty. So to Rabim Hoyi Pitzei Reichel, many were the wounds of the peddler, because he gets hit many times from where this peddler who goes around from city to city, where he carries with him the different beauty products for the women, and he's very involved with them, and sometimes the husband will find that he's secluded with his wife, and he's gonna give him a zetz, he's gonna really hit him up. So a person has to be careful if he's in that type of line of work, not to be secluded with the woman. Hamagilim ledvar erva, if someone leads to things of niuf, of adultery, so he is like kenitzus maver gecheles, like a spark that lights the coal, which, in other words, whatever that person has will ultimately go up in smoke, because when someone gets involved in immorality, it ends up leading down the slippery slope where he loses everything. So too the pasuk says in Yirmiya, kekluv, like a chicken coop, malayif, that's full of birds, and everyone sees that when they're sticking out, kim batei malei mirma, so too their houses are full with deceit, people that are involved in these types of things. Mana rab metech besecha, hold back the public from coming into your house, as we quoted this before, but leha kol tavi besecha, and don't bring everyone into your house, even the close friends. Rabim yu dershish lemecha, many should be those who seek your peace. In other words, you should be beloved with everybody. And even though, in spite of that, gali soitcha le'echad me'elef, reveal your secrets to 1 in 1,000. In other words, don't reveal your secrets to everyone. Rather, although you have many friends, but only 1 in 1,000 should you reveal your secrets to. As the pasuk of Micha says, that even mishecheves chekecha, from the one who lays in your bosom, meaning from your spouse, shomer pischa picha, protect the opening of your mouth, not everything should be said, even from the closest to you. So to al teitzer tzaras macher, do not be worried about the troubles of tomorrow, because as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ki lo teda mayul adyom, you don't know what the day is going to bring, what's going to happen today. Shema l'machar inenu, maybe tomorrow you're not going to be around, maybe the person might die today. The nimtzen is going to come out that he was warring all day regarding something that he's not even going to see, which is mitzdar al oilam shenish lay. He's worried about a world that's not even his, because he was always worried and wondering for nothing regarding tomorrow, which that the Tzarah shouldn't come, and he didn't even live to that, and he didn't end up living the moment, which ultimately is all that we really have. Now, the Pasuk initially says, Kol yimei ani ron, all the days of the pauper are bad. In contrast, that it says that the good heart is a constant party. Now, Ben Sira Eimer, he adds on to that teaching of Shlomo HaMelech, Af leilas, that even actually, not only the days of the pauper are bad, but even his nights, because b'shval gagam gagoy, the lowest roof in town is his roof, because he's poor and they can't afford to make a very high roof. So to ubumarim harim karmai, the highest vineyard is his vineyard, because he can't afford to buy a vineyard that's lower down, which is more expensive, so he has to buy very high up in the mountain, which is a cheaper price. So therefore he has two problems. Mimter gagam lagagi, since his roof is the lowest, so therefore all the drops of the rain from the roofs, every roof is dripping down onto the lowest roof, which is his, and therefore it's dripping on his head all night, and he can't sleep at night time. So not only his day's bed, but even his nights. And he may offer karmai from the dust of his vineyard, meaning all the dust that he puts to fertilize his vineyard, the wind blows from his mountain, the karamim, to all the other vineyards that are in the valley, and it comes out that the pauper is always losing, not just by day, but even at night, and even from his field, no matter what's going on, he has bad days. Now regarding this pasuk, once we finished off with the teachings of Ben Sira, so the Gemara says, Simon and Mnemonic to recall all the different interpretations in that pasuk of Mishlei, Zera, Rava, Misharshia, Chanina, Tovia, Yanai, Yafa, Yechanan, Merachim, Yeshu, Mekatzer, which these are different teachings or names of those who teach regarding this pasuk. Where the Gemara says, Amar B'Zera, Amar Rav. Says, Maidich Siv, what does it mean in the pasuk of Mishlei, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, all the days of the poor are evil, are bad. So he says, Elu Bali Talmud, this refers to those who learn the Talmud, learn Gemara, which is very difficult to learn because of all the questions and different sugis that there are. Whereas V'tov Lev Mishnah Talmud, but the good heart is constantly having a party, Elu Bali Mishnah, that refers to those who learn Mishnayos, which is easy to learn. It's very simple and straightforward. Rav Amar Ipchi actually says the exact opposite. He says, those who learn Gemara, they get pleasure, they get benefit from all the toil they put in, because now they know how to learn and teach what's permitted and what's forbidden. But those who learn Mishnayos, when they learn, they don't know what they're saying. Because one cannot paskin halacha from a Mishnah. A Mishnah is very obtuse. One who knows can know from the Mishnah, but the Gemara is what expounds upon it. And behind the Amr of Misharshim Mishmei de Rava, that's what he said in the name of Rava, that Mayadich said, where's the mean paskin Kehelis that says, Masiya avonim yu'asib behem. The one who quarries the stones will be depressed by them. Elu bali Mishnah refers to those who learn Mishnayos, where they're quarrying the stones, but they can't use it. Whereas Vakeya Aitzim Yisachim, those who cut down the wood, they will warm themselves up from it. Elu Balatama, that refers to those who learn Gemara. So it's hard to chop down that wood, but one can use it and fire it and warm themselves up with it. That refers to those who learn Gemara. Pachanin Ami, he says, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, when it says in the Pasuk, all the days of the pauper are bad, Zem Yishesh Le'ishayra, that refers to someone who has a bad wife. But Tevlev Mishnah Tamed, then the good heart is a constant feast. That refers to someone who has a good wife. He says, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, all the days of the pauper are bad. This refers to a very delicate person. Whereas a good heart is constant party. For someone that's easygoing, he's not so delicate, doesn't get so disgusted so easily. It's much more in pleasurable life. He says, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, all the days of the Ani are bad. This refers to someone that's very merciful. And always it's hurtful. Whereas V'tovlev Mishnah Tamed, the good heart is constant party. Zachzar is someone that's cruel. He feels distant. It doesn't bother him so much. And therefore, he has a constant party. Shuman Levi, he says, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, all the days of the pauper are bad. Zeh, this refers to as a continued type of Kof Aleph Man Aleph, Shadaitik Kitzar. It's a very limited consciousness, meaning he's constantly putting on his heart all the worries of his friends and always worried what's going to happen and what's going to be. That's Rayim. Whereas Batavle Mishnah Tamid, Zesha Daita Rechava says to affirm that his conscience is very wide. He doesn't put worries on his heart so much, and he has a much easier life. Or another interpretation of Daita Gitzar means someone that's a ragzan, someone that gets very upset, where that's not a pleasurable life. It's always wrong. In contrast, someone that's Tavle Mishnah Tamid, he's calm, he's more easygoing. Now, Rami B'Shem Alev, he asks, How could the pasuk say kol yimei anirom, all the days of the pauper are bad, but ve'ikar shabbos of yom tov, the Shabbos is yom tov, where there's not even a pauper in the Jewish people that doesn't have some delicacies on Shabbos and yom tov? So how can we say it's bad? Shabbos and yom tov is good. Says the Gemara, Kedesh Shmuel, yeah, that even Shabbos and yom tov is bad for the pauper, because the Amr Shmuel says shinu vesis, a change in cycle, where if someone changes his cycle and he eats more than what he usually does, where the pauper doesn't usually eat during the weekday, then it's tchilas chayla ma'ayim, that's the beginning of intestinal sickness, where therefore even Shabbos and Yom Tov is not good for him because he has such a stomachache because he's eating more than what he usually does. So it turns out that all the days of the poor are bad, and like Ben Sira added on, even his nights.